the Atlantic system, which dealt in gold, sugar, tobacco, made Europeans very rich. But that system of trade relied more than anything else on the millions of black African slaves who were brought by force from their homes to the plantations of the West Indies and North America. It was the cotton trade, after all, which made Liverpool and Manchester wealthy and which provided the motive for linking those two cities by rail. But it was the cotton trade which relied more than any other on the huge slave plantations of the southern United States. The slave system is indispensable as an element in industrialization, and any attempt to explain the meaning and course of the Industrial Revolution has to put the dreadful history of slavery at the center of the stories it tells. The Atlantic system dealt in sugar and gold and cotton, and that system of trade made Europeans very rich, but it relied more than anything else on the forcible export of black Africans from their homes to the great plantations of the West Indies and North America. It was on the cotton plantations, after all, that the crops were grown, which were then processed in the Lancashire mills. This was why Lancashire manufacturers supported the South in the American Civil War. It was the cotton trade which provided the motive for linking Liverpool, the great slave port, with Manchester, the great metropolis of cotton. Any account of the Industrial Revolution has to remember the dreadful history of slavery which gave meaning to the course of industrialization.